Hey there. Okay, I want to preface this by two things. The first of which is that I'm still a little stoned. Just like a tad. But I thought that this would be fun, especially because I like oversharing on the internet. The second thing is that if you hear my cat purring in the background, I'm not going to apologize. She is very lovely. And yeah, alright, so I'm going to be doing this questionnaire I found on the sidebar, which is Baby Petals Deflower Questionnaire. Yeah, I'll link it. Also, I didn't prepare any answers or anything, so this is very much just how I talk in real life. I don't know if anybody feels that, but yeah. Okay. What are your top three favorite foods? So, because I'm a little stoned, and I'm still like a little hungry, I'm gonna say any kind of barbecue because that's what I really want to eat right now. Other than that, hold on, I'm like really thinking about barbecue now. I also like salmon for dinner. I think a good thing of salmon that's like cooked nice, as well as my mom used to make like a noodle kugel. We're Jewish, so it's like, if you've never had it before, it's kind of like egg noodles that you put in a big casserole pan, like one of the big glass pans, and you put in eggs and raisins and walnuts, and then you top it with like cinnamon sugar, and you bake it in the oven so that the top gets all, or just cinnamon, no sugar, just cinnamon. It's like sweet enough, so the top gets all crunchy, and it's really good. And me and my sister used to pick out the raisins when we were kids, because we didn't like raisins, especially weird warm raisins that came in a casserole. However, if you don't bake it with the raisins, it doesn't taste the same. So even if you don't like raisins, recommend. I will share the recipe if anybody wants. That was two foods, fuck. And then I also really like Reese's peanut butter cups, especially in the freezer. Okay. Now, if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird, most bearable? Fuck. I think I'd be pretty repulsed. Just, I really hate the concept of food and sex mixing together. Even, like, whipped cream or, like, Nutella or anything. I'm just like, no, that seems very messy. There's a lot of cleanup. I don't like thinking about food smells or tastes unless I'm actively eating. So even, like, a candle that's birthday cake flavored, I'm like, I'm not about that shit. However, the cinnamon on top of a kugel, I could, like, probably get used to that. That's fine. Okay, realistically, would you drink a cupful 8 ounces of cum / vaginal ejaculate in one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? Probably not. I think just due to, like, thickness problems, like, I do indeed swallow in real life. However, like, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that I, you know, I'm like, oh man, I'm very excited to drink a full cup of cum, you know? You feel me? What's in your shower? Your shampoo and soap and stuff. Okay, so I have my shampoo, which I think is like Shea Moistures or something, and then I have my conditioner. And then I have an empty bottle of conditioner that I've been too lazy to toss out. And then I have my soap. I have face wash that I don't think I've used in like a year. I have a secondary shampoo for when people visit or like somebody else is using my shower because my shampoo costs some money and it's my shampoo. I don't want them to use it. So it's like slightly cheaper, but still good shampoo. I take care of my guests. Would you see potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you have a 20-year age gap any direction? Man. Younger? Like, okay, if I was 40 and I was dating, like, a 20-year-old, I can't see that happening. So if I were kind of, like, age that up, I don't know, maybe when I get to be, like, a lot older, like, if I'm 80, I don't know if I'd be cool with dating somebody who's 60. Like, I can't think about that. I don't know. I've never been 80 before. And then in terms of older, I'm 24 now. I would not date a 45-year-old. And yeah, I don't know. I haven't. I feel like at 50, I don't think I'd care too much, you know? Like 50 to 70, that doesn't feel like too much. You're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you have to choose between romance or sex with that person. Which do you choose and why? This is one of the questions I really liked. I would actually choose sex, and the reason is that the way that I experience romance feels more of like a conscious choice and a decision rather than like a feeling, if that makes sense. When I was younger, well, like I didn't have a romantic crush until I was 19. I remember very specifically who that was on, because a girl in my theater class. But yeah, I could be incredibly satisfied with like regular sex with a friends with benefits. I've had great regular sex with friends with benefits, where we've had connections that are great, you know? Like I don't know, I can't discount the platonic vibes. And plus, you could like still hold hands with your friends. I'd hold hands with all my friends. Your partner offers you marijuana, saying that drug use can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? So I'm stoned right now. So that kind of slightly answers the question. Yeah, absolutely down. I really like having sex high. I think I really like it. Sometimes, like in the moment, I'm like, whoa, where the fuck am I? But like the best vibe is when I'm like going down on somebody and I'm stoned. And like, you know, I'm really in it. I'm like very focused. So I kind of space out because I'm high. And then, you know, I like come to 2 minutes later and I'm like sucking dick and I'm like, ah, fuck, this rocks. And then I black out for like 2 more minutes. And then I come back, I'm like, oh shit, I'm having sex, this rocks. It's very exciting. Someone you admire gives you $5,000 worth of material gifts or a $5,000 vacation to somewhere you really wanted to go. Which would be the better option? I think it'd have to be the vacation. This is gonna sound like weird. I recently went on my first adult vacation this year, which is that I never took any during college. And my family, I don't know, we didn't like go to, my mom was afraid of flying, so we didn't really fly places. So, you know, we'd like go to visit family in neighboring states, but I don't know if I would count that as like a vacation. But recently I like bought a plane ticket. It was during the summer when things were like slightly better. And yeah, that was really fun. So I think definitely a vacation. Today my weed hyperfixation was on Disney Parks YouTube videos. Which I've never been to a Disney park, but now I kind of really want to go to one. So I think that would be good. I don't know how much 5 grand can get you at Disney. If you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on Gone Wild? So how did they react? Bop, bop, bop. Yes, so I'm poly. I'm in two romantic relationships. And they know. I do not share my username because I'm still very slightly embarrassed. Yeah, I think I'm decently open about the fact that, like, yes, I post content on the Reddit. But, like, I'm not gonna message my partner and be like, hey, posted a new audio. I'm like, yeah, you can, you know, get that in person. It's good. Okay. Are you more of a tea or coffee person? What's your favorite flavor? How do you like it prepared? So I'm definitely a coffee person. If I'm making it at home, I'll take it hot, with a little bit of like flavored creamer. But if I'm ordering it somewhere, like at Dunkin' or a Starbucks or something, I'll take it iced. Always. Even if it's like fucking snowing out, I want that shit iced. And also, you can only really get iced coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. Just like personal truth. That's like the truth. I don't know. I've never seen anybody get fucking hot coffee at Dunkin'. And yeah, that's it. So absolutely iced. My order at Starbucks is, I got at Starbucks a decent amount. It's a grande iced vanilla latte with skim milk. Except for I always say skin milk. But I say it fast enough so that nobody notices. And yeah, although I've recently been enjoying their pumpkin cold cream cold brew, it's like some combination of all those words. Yeah. Oh, silly story. So one time I was like in a state, like I was just in a place where my thoughts were being all weird, and I went to Starbucks. And I wanted, because I was feeling kind of sad that day, I was like, I want a Frappuccino. Like, I don't really order them often. They're definitely like a dessert kind of special treat. But so I order a macchiato, and I ask for it twice blended. And I remember the barista fucking looks at me and is like, twice blended? And I'm like, yeah, twice blended. Because I was like, oh, I want my Frappuccino to be smooth. Anyway, I ended up drinking like, it's basically a latte with crushed ice. And it's absolutely disgusting, but I totally drank all of that. We all have people in our lives we care deeply for. Philosophically speaking, what is that that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing these people again? Why is it that most of us would choose our friends, family over large sums of money if given the choice to? To that last one, I think because, I don't know, the way that a person is kind of a combination of certain aspects that all work together in a 100% unique way, like a fucking Minecraft seed. You've been procedurally generated, and there's nothing like you anywhere. And money, it's like, I don't know, I can go find another dollar. Like, money can't buy happiness is super cliche, but it's absolutely true. And yeah, sometimes, so like I said, sitting next to my cat, she's 16, I love her. And sometimes, especially when I get stoned, I get very into the concept of my cat. I'm like, damn, it's fucking nuts that you're just an animal hanging out in my house. Like, you guys feel me. But sometimes I think I'm like, oh, like my cat, she's 16, and she might pass away because she's an old cat, and that makes me very sad. But also, I'm like, cool getting the year I've had her. My last cat, who was actually like my first cat that I owned outside my family, passed away after 9 months of owning her. And I was like, she was only nine, but she was kind of special needs in terms of cats. And I was like, I cannot believe you were only here for 9 months, you absolute bitch. I loved her. She was very bitey. I still have little bite scars. Yeah, very, very good cat. And I was sad. I was like immensely sad after she passed. Like, I didn't think I would be that sad. I knew I was going to, but not like at this level. I was like, oh man, this is it, like, fucking tore me up. But I think that was a good thing. Like, if I wasn't so sad, I think that would speak. Like, the fact that I was like destroyed speaks to the strength of our relationship. Me and her as a cat. And I think that's important, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I was not expecting to talk about death politics here, but here we are. Are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Highlighters, pens, sticky notes, etc. So basically, I just, when I do work, I basically just have a legal pad. And I continuously take notes and just go through all those pads. Because by the time I finish one, like 2 months have passed, and I don't need the shit from 2 months ago. And I also have a lot of sticky notes. When I get really stressed, I like to plan things out in 30-minute increments. Like, I like to plan my day from like fucking 8 to midnight on what I'm gonna do every half hour because it calms me down. So that's when I'm kind of the most organized. All right. Oh, this one's long. You're out at a party, club, dark place, lots of people. Someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. You turn around, it's someone very, very attractive you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? So I think it would depend on the place, like if I'm, I don't know, I've never been to a club before, but I want to. And I don't know, I like talked about it with a friend about going to a club. And it's like, we were both there to find people to hook up with. if that was the case, I'd be like, oh man, hell yeah. But if I didn't, actually, I don't know if I'd probably still find it weird. Like a kiss on the neck, on the back of the neck, besides the fact that I don't like having people behind me, like it freaks out my back, if this makes sense. It gives me the little tingles in the bad ASMR way. Where am I going with this? But yeah, I feel like it'd just be weird. I don't know. Like, you can grind on me if we're dancing on the dance floor, but a kiss, it's like, whoa, fucking slow down. What's the story of your first kiss? Okay. So my first kiss was also the night that I made my sexual debut. I lost my virginity, whatever. And it was with some dude. I did it to a Tinder hookup from some guy whose name I don't remember. He ended up being kind of like a jackass, but in a way that makes for a funny after story, so that's alright. And yeah, I don't remember the kiss as like, oh, it's my first kiss. Because it was also my first time having sex, and that kind of overrode it, I suppose. Yeah, I don't remember him being particularly good or bad. In terms of the kissing, yeah, everything else was kind of weird. Which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks, or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? And then there's one about guys, which I'll do. I think it would be my t-shirt, boy shorts, and knee-high socks. I'm not really like a stocking person because they remind me of being like young and my mom making me wear stockings places, but I am a big fan of knee highs, and I got some cute t-shirts, and I think that would be very cute. Yeah, as well as boy shorts. Fantastic invention, 10 out of 10. And then if you're attracted to guys, are you more into Don Draper-esque men, stern businessy men, suit and tie, or laid back t-shirt and jeans? I think I'd say laid back. However, if I'm into a guy who's like t-shirts and jeans types, and there's like, they go to a wedding and they're like, oh, I wore a suit to this wedding, and they send me a pic, fucking wins me over 100%. I'm like, holy shit, you're dressing differently than normal and it's really hot. Oh my god. Okay. Would you share a main, this is where we always sleep bed with a partner? Would you have to choose separate rooms? I share a bed. I currently, you know, when my partner sleeps over, we share a bed. I also like snuggling. Like, I like going to bed while we spoon. It's very nice. As well as the fact that I already kind of share my bed with my cat. So, you know, she's also terrible and takes up most of the bed. Like, always directly in the middle of the blanket. Okay. You're having a one-night stand with someone, or sex with a booty call slash fuck buddy. When they come, they scream someone else's name. How would you feel about it? That's fine, especially if it's like a one-night stand. I'd feel weird if it was like a friends with benefits situation, but I feel like friends with benefits versus fuck buddy is a very clear distinction that nobody ever talks about. How's it going with this? But yeah, it would be hilarious. I'd totally bust their chops about it. I did once have a hookup during my hookup phase when I was like in college, where it was very, very obvious he was using me to get over his recent breakup with his girlfriend. And that was kind of funny. A lot of my hookups during that time always ended or started with random guys telling me their life story. Big like, it was very interesting. I like collected those life stories. I found it just very interesting as a concept. Can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk? Would you consider yourself more of a plant or a nut milk person? Personally, I like calling it nut juice. You guys can use that one. Okay, so I can physically drink a full glass of whole dairy milk, but I will die afterwards. I'm lactose intolerant. And then personally, I like almond milk, but I also just don't really drink milk in any capacity. Like, I don't really eat cereal too much anymore. And in my coffee, I put like creamer, which is different. So, are you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? I am not. No. All right, next question. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. All right, hold on. In your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hand, spanking your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders, legs, fingers in your mouth. Okay, most arousing, fingers in my mouth. That's just one of the things. I'm like, yep, put your fingers in my mouth, big fan. And then I think digging their nails into my back would be next. And then in my hair, I would, like, hopefully they're pulling it. I don't know. And then grabbing onto my shoulders slash legs is good. And then holding my hand and last spanking my ass. I'm like, I'm fine with spanking as a concept. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's pretty good, but it's mainly for like my partner's benefit. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm like, hell yeah, but it's not something where I would ask for it, I guess, if that makes any sense. Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from Gone Wild on You. So your voice sounds suspiciously similar. Do you give yourself away? Alternatively, if someone asked if you've heard of this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? Funnily enough, one of my friends with benefits I had, that was like lasted a while, totally found my Reddit, and I was like, ah, no. I think he told me in the shower, like the morning after. I was like, ah, dang it. But we found out we shared the same kink, so that was cool. But it was also very, very funny. And yeah, I totally give myself away. I feel like if somebody came up to me and was mentioned Gone Wild Audio, I'm like, oh, you're a fellow degenerate, and we would vibe. And yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty open about. I don't know, if somebody asked me if I posted here, I'd be like, oh yeah, I totally do. I'm not giving you my username, but I do. Your current best friend confesses to you that they're in love with you. How do you respond? So me and my best friend, we've been best friends for 12 years. We actually totally dated for 2 weeks, like year three into friendship, because we were teens, and we both found out, you know, we liked girls. This was back when I was a girl. And you know, so we found out we both like girls, and I was like, well, I love you, because I do, like, I love her. And she's like, well, I love you too. And we're like, well, I guess this is what dating is. So we started dating, and like 2 weeks later, we're like, no, this doesn't feel right. So we broke up. Just it was like, it was the realization of, oh, platonic versus romantic love, whatever. I do still like introducing her as my ex, though. I think it's fucking hilarious. Now, if she confessed she was in love with me, I'd be like, no, you're not. And she'd be like, okay, I'm not. Like, it wouldn't happen. What are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? I wanted to be a novelist. I wanted to be a theoretical physicist. I thought that was great. I also wanted to be a philosopher, but my concept of philosophers was that they sat in cubicles and got paid to think about things. Yeah, I also wanted to be a ballerina. Do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there's a set grown-up age where someone is expected to have their life together? I do consider myself a grown-up, which is very annoying to realize. I'm like, I'm 24. But I was thinking about being 20 the other day, and I was like, oh man, I'm way better at doing things now. Like, I pay taxes and stuff. I have a retirement fund. Like, I don't know if I'm fully grown up. I still feel like I wouldn't be the person to ask really adult questions to. Like, I'd be like, oh, go find somebody who's like 45, if you want to talk about that kind of shit. But no, I don't think I've done anything. Like, I've checked all the boxes on the adult checklist. I'm like, oh man, I guess I am. Which first date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner? Or movies at the theater and a fancy schmancy dinner? So it's first date. So I'm gonna have to say the theater and then a fancy schmancy dinner. Well, yes, I don't go to anybody's house on the first date anymore. And I would not invite somebody over to my house on the first date. Not good. And plus, the good thing about seeing a movie, like my problem with the fancy schmancy dinner is that there's gonna be a lot of downtime. It's not like we're like getting food immediately. They always take a while in between all the courses. So we're gonna have to make conversation without being able to get out of it easily. Normally my first date pick is we meet at a coffee shop. Cause then I can always be like, I'm late for thing and I can leave. But you know, you can't really do that at a restaurant. But the good thing is that we saw a movie beforehand, so we could talk about the movie. And I'm pretty good at like making conversation topics for people. I'm proud of that skill. Improvise a sexy scene right now. Or just say how your day was. LOL. I'm stuck between the two. What a vibe. I guess I'll talk about a sexy scene I had like fucking an hour ago when I masturbated while high, as I do. I always find that as soon as I like finish masturbating while I'm stoned, I stop being stoned, and it's super annoying. But anyway, I'm trying to do No Nut November. Fucking zero nuts in my household except for my almond milk. Because it seems like fun. I don't know. I'm like, I'm fucking doing that shit for the meme. I don't know if I'm still working out my personal logistics with Triple N. But yeah, I was jacking off. It was pretty cool. I'm getting real good at this egging thing, as the kids are calling it. I realize this isn't a sexy scene. It was good. I looked up porn and masturbated with, I have the like satisfier that blows the air on the clit. And I really like it. Also, it was my only sex toy that was charged up because I'm terrible. Yeah, so I used it. It was fun. Although at one point I like sat up to turn on a light and I fucking, the way that it was in my legs, like almost made me come while I was sitting up because of like the shift in angle. And I was like, I swear to God, if I fucking lose my streak because of sitting up, I'm gonna be so mad. But I worked it out in the end. Yeah. This was fun. I'm gonna go to bed. It's like 2:45 in the morning. I might edit this now, or I might edit this tomorrow. Okay, goodbye.